Okay. Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprapa Nirvignam Kuru Medeva Sarva Karyeshu Sarvada.
Okay, nice. Okay, so we are in 10th chapter, right? So you are clear with the 9th chapter?
Yes, but I sent the homework. I don't know if you got the chance to see it, if it was correct.
I did see it. So, Bengaluru taha, Dharmasthalam taha, Mangaluru taha, it is all fine only. Anantashayanam, okay. Kanyakumari taha, Rameshwaram. Yeah, it's all fine.
Ah, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope I did it also.
Only itaha or tha should add. Yes, should be added at the end of the place. Okay, I will follow the Monika ji and I will.
Location it is there. Bangalore is the location. So if you want to say from Bangalore, just add Taha then, Bangalore Taha.
Yes.
That's it.
I did.
Chennai Taha, Bangalore Taha, Iran Taha, America Taha. So it will be like that.
Okay.
So 11th chapter, 10.1, you've got four important words that has been dealt with. Seema Bhagini, can you read the first two words that has been given along with the example?
Okay. Shikram and mandam.
Shigram mandam.
Shigram mandam.
Wonderful. Please read out the example. Udaharanam asti khalu.
Okay. Ashvaha shikram gachati.
It's gachati, not kachati. Gachati.
Gachati. And kurmaha mandam gachati.
Wonderful. So you know the meaning of gachati?
Yes, goes.
Good. Wonderful. So shigram means fast, mandam means slow. Okay, shigram is fast and mandam is slow.
Okay.
So, what is Ashwaha? Any idea?
A name, maybe?
No. Ashwaha is horse.
Ah, horse. Okay.
And Kurmaha is tortoise. Horse goes fast and tortoise goes slow. And Shwaha means tomorrow. You learnt it, right? Shwaha, Parashwaha, Praparashwaha.
Yeah.
So, Shwaha is tomorrow. Earlier, in olden days, they were using horses to travel. It is called a Shwaha, which means not tomorrow. It goes on the same day. That is why the horse got this name. Do you understand it?
Okay, so it would literally mean not tomorrow.
Which means today itself you will reach to the place wherever you want to go. It is fast.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Seema Bhagini, did you understand that?
You were talking about Ashwaha?
Shwaha means tomorrow.
Yes.
Means it is negating tomorrow. What is in negation of tomorrow? Today itself.
Yeah.
So that is why in olden days people named it Ashwaha, because they wanted to let you know that if you start today, you will reach on the same day, not tomorrow. That is why the name has been kept so.
Okay.
I am just trying to explain why horse is named as Ashwaha.
It helps to know.
Yeah.
It means, it's too fast.
Yeah, that fast. Yeah. Monika Bhagini, second thing. Can you read?
Okay. Uchaihi. Okay, Ichaihi and Shanaihi.
Wonderful. Read the example now.
Okay. Simhaha.
Wonderful.
Uchaihi. Garjati.
Nice. Second example.
Balika. Shanaihi. Shanaihi. Gayati.
Wonderful. So you know Simhaha? What is a Simha?
A lion?
Wonderful. You know what Garjati means? Yeah. You're correct.
Garjati, no. I don't know.
It means roaring.
Roar?
The lion roar. R-O-A-R.
Roar. Okay.
The lion roars. You know, how does the lion roars? Uchaihi, which means with a lot of sound, loudly.
Loud.
Okay. Shanaihi means not so loud.
Okay.
Balika, you know, Shanaihi, you know, Gayati is singing. So the Balika sings in a very low tone, not that loud.
So the first one is lion roars loudly. It could be an adverb, right?
You're correct. Yeah.
Okay. So and fast and slow, they are all adverbs.
Yeah. What did you say?
That shikdam and mandam are also adverbs.
Shigram mandam, yeah, it is also adverb. That because it is describing the verb basically. Gachati is goes. How does it goes fast? How it goes slow? So it is adverbs. So is Uchaihi and Shanaihi. That's fine. All right.
And then Balika.
So 10 point.
We were missing the Balika, Shanaihi, Gayati. So the the girl sings slowly. That was it.
It is not Gayati. Slow. It is not loud. Slow is different.
No. Sorry. It's not loud. Yes.
Yeah.
Silently, right?
It would be soft. I assume that the antonym of loud is soft.
Okay. And Gayati is singer, right?
Yeah, you're correct. Okay, so 10.1a, please do it as homework.
Okay.
So you'll have to do a bit of homework, as in you should understand the word and everything, but yeah, please try to complete it. Okay.
So, this homework, the 10.1a, is with the fast and slow, loud and not loud. That's what we have to feel?
I couldn't get you.
The
with these four two words, yes? With these four words, we should complete.
Yes, with all the four words, you have to complete the 10 sentences.
Okay.
So the next one is Katham. Right, 10.1e. Says Katham. Seema Bhagini, can you read the table?
Katham. Samyak. Uttamam. Uttamam. I don't know. Oh, yes. Uttamam. Uttamam. Samichinam.
Samichinam.
Yes. Samichinam. And Sundaram.
Wonderful.
Sundaram.
So, the meaning for Katham is how. H-O-W. How. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Samyak is fine.
Okay.
Samichinam is okay.
They are synonyms.
It is not synonyms. A bit of difference is there, but forget about that now.
Okay.
So when somebody asks, how are you? You say, I'm good, I'm fine. So it is that kind of difference only.
Okay.
Uttamam is very nice. Or okay. Very good. Sundaram is beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Now I ask you a question. Bhavati katham asti?
Aham samyak.
Asmi. Aham samyak. Asmi is implicit, not necessary. You can say aham samyak asmi or aham samichinam asmi as well. But samichinam doesn't go well with this context. You have to understand the context. Say, if you ask a question, say for example, you ask if aham means I am. I say aham samichinam. Yes, that is correct. It is that kind of meaning.
Okay, so the question was bhavati katham asti?
So you said aham samyak. Yes.
Yes, but what did you? What was the question?
No, no. Wait. I'm saying. Imagine you asked me a question, asking if aham means I am. You're asking Sumitra Bhagini. I got a doubt. If aham means I am, is that so? Then I say aham samichinam. Which means yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Monica Bhagini, can you?
Huh. And if I want to ask you, how are you? The question was, Bhavati katham asti?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you read the first example, Alu? So that you read the first example of 10.1e and Seema okay. Bhagini will do 10.1e's example so that you can do rest as homework.
Okay, do I do the one that is already done or the first one?
Yeah, already done. Already done.
Okay. Arogyam katham asti? Arogyam samyak asti. I don't know what arogyam is.
Arogyam is health.
Health. Yeah. So they are asking if you are healthy.
Yeah, are you fine?
Okay.
Yes, I'm good.
So samyak. I'm okay. Yes, I'm yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Seema Bhagini, can you read the 10.1e? It is the other way around. The first sentence has been given. You have to ask. You have to frame question for this using katham.
You mean the next sentence, I should say?
No, 10.1e, the next abhyasa, not this one.
Udyanam, you mean this? Udyanam sundaram asti.
Now translate that to English for me.
Udyanam
garden.
What?
Garden. Sorry? Garden.
Udyanam katham asti.
Do it fast with me.
I didn't get the meaning. Sorry.
It is garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, garden. We have seen a lot of examples
of
the word.
Yes, the garden is beautiful.
How is the garden? And the question.
Yeah, udyanam katham asti. Means,
are you able to understand how to use katham?
Yes.
And katham, also the foreword. Samyak, samichinam, uttamam, sundaram.
Yes.
Manika Bhagini.
Do we send it through WhatsApp so you read them? Or are we going to correct them next class? How are
you? No, you send it in WhatsApp. I will correct it then and there so that we can, you know, go up quick, in a quick pace. So for the next of the sentences, I just say the meaning. Okay. So that you can understand it before doing. So for go back to 10.1e. The first question is Vatavaranam Katham Asti. Vatavaranam means atmosphere. How is the atmosphere?
Wait a second.
Vatavadanam
meant what?
Atmosphere.
Atmosphere. Okay.
How's the weather?
Yeah, exactly. So you can answer whichever you like. And second one, Balakah Katham Dhavati. Dhavati is jumping.
Is what?
Jumping.
Okay.
The horse jumps and goes, right? That is Dhavati. Ashwa Dhavati, which means the horse jumps and goes. So, Balakah Katham Dhavati. How does the boy jumps?
I thought Dhavati meant running. How do you say
it? It can be running as well, but yeah, it is running basically. Yes, you're correct.
Okay,
I got a bit confused. Third sentence is Etat Vastram Katham Asti. This I think you can interpret.
How is that? I forget what Vastram was.
Vastram is cloth.
Cloth.
And the fourth sentence is Bhimasena Joshi. It is a name, okay? He was a very great singer. Bhimasena Joshi Katham Gayati. He's a very great singer. So the question is, how does Bhimasena Joshi sing?
Beautiful. And Sundaram.
You can think of it and write. Okay. And the last one is Tendulkar Katham Kridati. Kridati is playing. Tendulkar, you know, right? Is an Indian cricketer. Sachin Tendulkar.
No, I don't know him.
He's a master blaster, we call here in India. He's such a great player. So, Tendulkar Katham Kridati is how does Tendulkar play?
Okay.
And going to the next set of examples. Bhojanam Uttamam Asti. So, the food was really good. Bhojanam is food. Uttamam is very nice. Asti is good. Etat Chalanachitram Samyak Nasti. Chalanachitram, you know it already. Yes, no, maybe.
It's something, it's a vehicle?
No, Chalanachitram is a movie. Chitram is painting or a picture. Chalanam means moving. Motion picture is Chalanachitram, moving picture, which is
cartoon means?
There is nothing specific for cartoon. It's only Chalanachitram only, you know, animated movie, which is also moving. If it moves, it is moving. That's it. And the third one is Samyak Nasti, which means it is not good. Samyak is good, Nasti means not good.
Okay, so the movie was not good.
Tat Pustakam Uttamam Asti, this book is good. Saha Sarvam Karyam Samyak Karoti. Saha is he, Sarvam is all, Karyam is work. So he, Karoti is doing. He does all the work. Samyak is good. He did all the work in a good way.
Okay.
And last one, Ramayanam Bahu Vistritam Asti. Vistritam means big.
Means what?
Big. B-I-G. Big.
Big. Okay.
Ramayanam is huge. विस्तृतम्?
रामायणं
बहु
द बुक् रामायणं
या द एपिक्
excuse me bahu and vistrana could you please repeat it the meaning
bahu is many
many yes
vistrana is big.
Big yes okay
bahu vistrana is very big
so you can we can say bahu samyak like
bahu samyak is very good whatever you said is bahu samyak yes
So there, we should do the question, how long is the Ramayanam, right?
No, it is very big. How is it? It is very big.
Okay.
How is Ramayanam? Ramayanam is very big.
Okay. In the meaning that it has a lot of pages, right?
Yes. It has got a lot of shlokas.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So shall we move on to Kimartham?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kimartham means for what? Artham means meaning. Kimartham, Kim means what? So for what purpose? It is like that, okay?
Okay.
Seema Bhagini, can you read the example?
Yes. Saha... Kim,
no. Before that, there is one example. Read it.
After Kimartham, or
yes, after Kimartham, we are reading line by line only, right? Why are skipping lines in between?
Saha Kimartham Vidyalayam Gacchati.
Bhagini, please read what is. What is there before that?
Ramayana means Ramayana.
No, after Kimartham, what do you have in your book?
I have the same that Seema Bhagini has. I have Kimartham and then I have Saha Kimartham.
Yes. Oh, okay. Maybe version difference. Okay, you go ahead, Bhagini. You read that. I have that as well. Yeah. Read it.
Okay. Saha. किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति
What do you understand from this?
For what he is going to library.
Vidyalaya means library?
I forgot, sorry.
Manika Bhagini, can you help her?
Vidyalayam means school also?
Yeah, it means school only, not also.
And Vidyalaya, and how do you say library?
We will come to library later. First, let us finish this off and then we will talk about library.
I didn't got it. Vidyalayam. What was it?
What is there to get it? Vidyalayam is cool. What is you want to get it?
Cool.
Now cool. You ask what is a library? What is the name of books?
Pushtakam. Hmm.
So Vidya is education. So the place where you get education is Vidyalayam. Yes. So pustakam is book. So the place where you get a lot of books will be what?
Okay.
What do you mean by okay, Emma? I asked a question.
You say it is cool. I don't know.
See, listen to me, okay? You just listen to me. Lend me your ears for some minutes. If you get education from a place, which is Vidya. Vidya means education. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
The place from where you get education is Vidyalayam.
Yes. For example, Pustakam. University.
Listen to me. I told you to listen.
Okay.
Pustakam is book.
Yes.
The place where you get books will be what? you're getting vidya, it is vidyalayam. You're getting pustakam, then that will be what?
I don't know.
It is a simple logical statement. Can't you relate these two?
You mean we read the books in the vidyalaya, yes?
My God. You get educated. Don't laugh, Seema Bhagini. Listen, rather.
Okay.
You get education from a place. It is called yes. Education house. I say this yes. statement. You get books from a place, then what that house will be called as? If I call the uh-huh. education as education house, book will be what? Yeah.
So, you mean pushta kyam? Very, very...
If I ask something, you are very happily ignoring that. I said education house. Then book will be what? Yeah.
It is, the book should be read.
I don't know if you are acting as if you don't know or intentionally ignoring, I don't know.
No, I don't, sorry, you mean you are asking me what are we doing with the books in the, for example, a school?
I told you to first listen to me, which you did not do. If you had listened to me properly, you can, this is an LKG level question.
Yeah.
Monica Bhagini, can you at least say?
I'm not sure, but I would think Pustakalayam.
That's it.
Yeah.
Seema Bhagini, aptitude please. A little bit of aptitude please. Did you understand at least now?
Yeah. Pustakalayam.
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
Read and complete it.
Okay. for what he is going to, for example, a school or a university when...
Vidyalayam is school. It is not university.
Okay. Vidyalayam. School. Why? For what? Why he is going to school? Okay.
I have a question. Kimartam.
Let us complete the example.
Okay.
Read it.
Okay. Saha Pathan. Saha Pathanar Tham. Vidyalayam Gacchati.
Can you read it properly once again?
Saha Patanartham Vidyalayam Gacchati.
Can you read it again?
Okay. Saha Patanartham Vidyalayam Gacchati.
Can you read it again?
Okay. Saha Patha Nartham Vidyalayam Gacchati.
One last time without breaking the word Patanartham, please.
Excuse me?
One last time, read it again without breaking the word Patanartham.
Okay. Saha Patanartham Vidyalayam Gacchati.
So you need this much amount of practice to read a sentence. Monica Bhagini, your question, please.
What is the difference in Sanskrit between saying why and for what? Is there a difference? Because in this question, in the example, I could easily replace kimartham with why, right?
Yeah.
So is it always like that? Like, is it easy to replace why, or there are some exceptions?
You have said why or for what. What is the difference between these two in English? Can you explain?
I'm not sure in English, but in Spanish there is a little difference.
How?
So I don't know how to explain it. Okay, for what?
So the answer is, why is a simple question to know, but for what is specific about the purpose.
Okay, so it's most,
say for example,
it is in kimartham is mostly for what, like,
yeah, that. Mostly it is like, what is the purpose of doing it?
Okay, I am going to write that. The purpose. Okay, thank you.
But kimartham can also mean why. Okay, it is the same. But why, which means for what only, is the implicit meaning, right? Why, for what are you going, is generic statement that we use. Because you are dualing it now.
You want the reason behind the
statement. Yeah, why means it is that only.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, sorry, I went in here. So I think in Spanish it is por qué, right? For asking,
yes.
Why.
Por qué, yes.
Okay. And what do you say for what?
It's also por qué, but it's, there's a space in between the two.
Okay. That's interesting. All right, okay. So... can you do the next example that has been given?
Okay, let me make sure that you have the same next example. It is the one that starts with yoga.
Yes, that only.
Okay.
So here there are two things. One is yogasanam and one is arogyartham. So the first one is, you have to add it with for what or why. The second one will be the answer for that.
Okay.
You read the example, you'll understand what I'm coming to mean.
Okay, so yoga sanam and arogyatham. Saha kimartham yoga sanam karoti. So, okay, and then saha arogyartham yoga sanam karoti.
Don't divide the word yoga sanam. It's yoga sanam, not yoga sanam. It's the wrong.
Okay. Yoga sanam.
So, what do you understand from this?
Why does he do this?
Why
does he do why Okay, so he, Pahaki, Kimatam means why or for what. Yogasanam is also why, you said? No, I'm a little bit lost on what Yogasanam means.
Seriously? You don't know what Yogasanam is?
You said why, right?
Yogasanam. No, I did not. When did I say that? Kimartham is why. When did I say Yogasanam is why?
Okay.
You have heard of the term called yoga, doing yoga?
Oh, yes, yes. Yoga, you mean what? Asana or yoga? The position?
Yeah, asana, yoga, Yogasanam.
Okay. Yeah.
That happened to both of you today. Work.
Okay, so why does he do yoga? And then he does yoga
in Katham only we saw an example. You asked what do you mean by Arogyam?
No, I'm sorry, I forgot.
We saw an example, Arogyam Katham Asti, Arogyam Samyak Asti.
So, it was how?
I'll say better. Arogyam is health. Arogyartham is for being healthy. Or
so
to
why does he
become
do
healthy.
Yoga? He does yoga for health.
Yeah. Arogyartham is to be healthy or for health.
What is the difference between Yogasanam and yoga?
That is a very big topic. We will do it sometime later, not now.
Okay.
Okay, probably after the class I'll say that.
Okay.
So, did you understand what is kimartham and how do you add artham to the for, in the meaning of for? So, arogyam is health. For healthy will be arogyartham. Patanam is reading. Patanartham, to read or for reading.
Okay, so tham means for.
Artham is for that purpose.
Artham?
Or to acquire that. Okay, rest you have to complete it as a homework. Akimartham. We'll go to Bhutakala Rupa.
Okay, that is 11.1.
Yes. Bhutakala Rupani means past tense.
Okay.
In the left side, all the words it is given in present tense, you have to change it to past tense.
Okay.
Right. And there is pullingam, strilingam. Pullinge means in pullinga. Strilinge means in strilinga. And pullinga, you've got ekavachanam, bahuvachanam. Strilinge, ekavachanam, bahuvachanam. So singular, plural, singular, plural.
Okay, and where do we go correcting this? Do we, do we just do how we think and then you correct? Or it's not homework, this one?
We had to learn about it, right?
Okay.
Can you read the first one? What is what is the present tense verb that has been given?
Pathati.
Then in Pullinga, what is the Ekavachanam and Bahuvachanam Bhutakala Rupa, which is the past tense of Pathati. Pathati means reads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is present tense. In past tense, which is Bhutakala Rupam, what is the Ekavachanam and Bahuvachanam of Pullinga?
Okay, so do I read it now?
Yeah, read it. Now I say a statement. He reads. How do you translate? He reads in Sanskritam.
Saha patati.
Wonderful. So now I want to say he read.
So it would be saha patitavan.
Wonderful. Now what is the plural of saha?
Patitavan saha.
That is the plural of patitavan. I am asking what is the plural of saha?
Te?
Yeah. So they read. So how will that be?
Te patitavantaha.
Wonderful. So similarly, so, she in plural read. Can you try?
She in plural.
Now first say what is she in singular?
Sa.
So can you finish the statement? Sa.
In present tense, sa patati.
In past tense, strilingam ekavachanam.
Sa patitavati.
It's not vati, it's vati. Patitavati.
No. Patitavati.
Patitavati. Patitavati.
Patitavati.
Then in plural?
I forgot how to say she in plural.
Saha.
Saha. Okay. Saha. Saha patita vatiyaha.
Wonderful. Saha patita vatiyaha. So, saha patati, sa patati remains the same in present tense. But in past tense, it changes. Saha patitavan, te patitavantaha, sa patitavati, taha patitavatyah. Is that clear?
Yes.
Seema Bhagini, can you do the second one similarly?
She's muted. There you go. Patitavantaha. Okay.
Do the second one. That is done.
Oh, okay. Okay. Saha. Patitavan. Te patitavantaha. Okay. And then. Sa patitavati, then taha patitavatyaha.
You're doing the second one, is it?
Yes.
What?
You wanted me to say this, okay? Patati.
No, I told you to read the second one.
Second? It is the second. Patati. The second row. The example, you mean? Yeah. It's not this. Patati.
What do you mean by patati?
Patati, I forgot.
No, I did not teach. Patati is falls. Fall. Like falling down. So I say now, saha patati, sa patati. He falls, she falls.
Yes.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Can you repeat what I said now?
Saha patati, sa patati.
Meaning?
Means he falls down and she falls down.
Can you do pullingas ekavachanam and bahuvachanam now?
Oh, pata. Pata. For ladies, we should do something else.
I am asking you to do pullingam. Pullingam is masculine gender. It is already been given in the book. Just see and read.
Yes. For the past tense, you mean? Okay.
Only that we are doing, right?
Okay. Saha patitavan means he fell down.
Then plural?
Te patitavantaha means they fell. They fell down.
Can you do that for Strilingam, Ekavachanam, Bahuvachanam as well?
Okay. Sa patitavati means she fell down, and then patitavatyaha means those women, for example, fell down.
Do you understand? Okay. So rest, try to finish it as homework. If you don't understand the meaning, I will just do it now. Just the meaning. Do you want me to do?
Okay.
Okay. So first one is vadati. Vadati means says. Saha vadati, sa vadati. He says, she says. Okay. Clear?
Yes.
Okay.
Pibati.
You can take it as speaking as well. Vadati is saying. Okay. Next, pibati is drinking. Saha pibati. He drinks, she drinks. Sa pibati. Okay?
Likhati, right.
Wonderful. Nayati is to take lead. Saha.
Take lead.
Ganam nayati, which means he leads the group. He is like a leader, so he leads. Nayati is to lead. Pashyati,
look or see, right?
To see, yeah. Pruchyati,
I don't know.
Asking, he asks. Saha pruchyati, sa pruchyati. Saha prashnam pruchyati, he asks a question. Sa prashnam pruchyati, she asks a question.
Okay.
Tyajati is to leave. Saha tyajati, he leaves. Saha griham tyajati. I'm explaining that, Bhagini. Listen to me. Saha griham tyajati, he leaves the house. Is that clear?
Yes.
It means the place. He leaves some place. Saha vidyalayam tyajati, he leaves the school. Khadati, you know.
Eat.
Yeah. Janati means. Knowing. Saha janati, he knows. Sa janati, she knows.
Karoti das.
Shrunoti.
Shrunoti. I know that we've seen that word.
It means here. Saha shrunoti. He listens.
Here. Listen. Okay.
Dadati.
Dadati. Gives.
Wonderful. Uttishtati.
Wake up?
No, not necessarily waking up. Just standing up is also uttishtati. Stands up.
But it is also wake up, right? Or not?
What do you mean is wake up? It again comes in a context. It's contextual. If somebody is sleeping and say he's up, which means he wakes up. When somebody is sitting and say he's up, it means he stood up.
Okay.
It is contextual. Okay.
Okay.
Upavishati. Opposite
down.
Of Uttishtati. Sitting down.
Sit down.
Sthapayati.
I don't know.
keeps.
Keeps. Okay.
Saha pustakam sthapayati. He keeps the book.
Okay.
Like in with yourself or in storage? Can you like a storage?
Anywhere that you have to say.
Okay.
In the for example, in his hand or for example in his bag. Doesn't matter.
Saha syute pustakam sthapayati means he keeps the book in the bag.
Okay.
Saha pustakalaye pustakam sthapayati. He keeps the book in the library.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. See, the scope is wide. I am just saying the meaning, which means you have to expand the scope by exploring it.
Okay.
And what is the next one? Grinnati. Grinnati is taking. Saha jalam grinnati. He takes the water.
Okay.
Saha pustakam grinnati. He takes the book.
Taking. Okay. Like, it could be like in a hand or
it could be anything, doesn't matter. We have to widen the scope, as I said earlier.
Okay.
If I say he eats, will you keep asking, did he eat rice? Did he eat burger? Did he eat pizza?
Yeah.
He ate, he matlab he ate, that's it.
Okay.
Rodati?
I don't know.
Crying. Balakaha rodati, the boy cries.
Crying. Okay.
Okay. Shaknoti. We have seen this already. Shaknoti is the ability.
Ability.
Saha pathitum shaknoti. He is able to read.
Able to. Okay. Able to. Bhavati becomes.
Yeah.
Right?
Bhavati is to be. Saha bhavati. He is there. He's available. He's there.
Be. I thought it was becoming.
How can it be becoming? He becomes. Saha bhavati.
Okay.
That is a special case. So they themselves have given the complete thing. Abhavat, abhavan, abhavat, abhavan. It is the same for both.
Okay. Bhavat.
Okay. If you can spare 10 or 15 more minutes, we can also do 11.2.
Yeah, I have time.
Okay. Sima Bhagini?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Monika Bhagini, can you read the table?
Yes. Vartamanakalaha.
Vartamanakalaha means present tense.
Okay, let me write that.
And right side it is Bhuta Kalaha, which means past tense.
Past tense. Okay. Asti, Santi, then Asmi, Smaha. And then.
No, Bhagini. Read present tense and past tense, present tense and past tense. Don't go haphazard.
Okay. Asti, Santi, Asit, Asan, Asam, Asmi, Maha, Asam, Asma.
So, Asti, you know what Asti means, right? Pustakam Asti.
Yes.
Book is there. Pustakani Santi. So, plural of Asti is Santi.
Mm-hmm.
Asit is past tense. Pustakam Asit. The book was there. Pustakani Asan. The books were there.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yes. Pustakani Smaha means there were some.
We are yet to read that. Did you understand Asti, Santi, Asit, Asam?
Yeah.
Why are you going to the second one?
Uh-huh. Yes, I think you're going to the second.
Yes.
We are not. Now, asmi is for self. Aham asmi. I am there.
Mm-hmm.
What will be the plural of I?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
What? Vayam? Something like that.
Wonderful. Vayam. Vayam maha. We are there. Do you understand? Seema Bhagini, do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Aham asmi vayam smaha. Similarly, for past tense, aham asam, I was there. Vayam asma, we were there.
I am sorry, is that my son just arrived home from an exam that he made and I was asking him how did he do?
Oh, okay. How did he do? Did he do good?
It's an exam from German, you know, he's speaking German and last year he didn't pass and he thinks there were some areas in the exam that he passed definitely and there's one area that he's not sure about.
Oh, no, okay. He's doing A1, is it?
No, but this is B1. B1.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just learning A1. I'm planning to
German?
Give my exam. Sorry?
Wow.
In German? Yeah, in German.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. So
after finishing German, I'll come to Spanish. You'll have to help me out then.
Okay, I will. Awesome. That's amazing.
And which language do you speak, Seema Bhagini, at home?
Home Persian.
Oh, okay. Then I'll also try to learn that. I hope I will.
How many languages do you know, Sumitra ji?
Not much. But then Indian languages, I speak Tamil. We call it Tamil, okay. And I can understand, read and speak Hindi. I can understand, read and speak Sanskritam. I can understand and speak to an extent Malayalam. I can understand Kannada. I'm still struggling to speak. I can understand Telugu as well. And I'm practicing to write and, you know, speak that.
And English, of course.
English, yeah. It's universal. If you do not know English, you cannot survive anywhere. No?
Wow, so that's seven.
Sorry?
That's like seven languages.
Yeah, almost, yes. And I can understand Bengali to an extent, not that great. But I can read Gujarati and Marathi, pretty decently, though not that great. But I cannot understand that much.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot.
It's actually not.
Namaskara.
No, it is not like that. You know, the kind of interest is something.
Yeah, you're really interested. Okay, so I'm very sorry. I got a little bit spaced out with my son that came home from his B1 exam.
So the idea was asmi smaha is I am there, we were there. Aham asmi vayam smaha. Okay. Asam, asma is the past tense of that. Aham asam, I was there.
Okay.
And we were there. Vayam asma.
We were there.
Yeah. So in the next class, we will do the dialogue. Or if time permits, you can quickly read it. So that we can finish 11.2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Monica Bhagini, you can start the first sentence. Seema Bhagini, we will do the second. Third and fourth. Okay. Similarly, odd and even. You can plan.
Okay.
Can I ask you to read the table again very fast? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Asti, Santi, Vartamana Kala, which is present tense. The past tense of those are Asit and Asanna. Mm-hmm. Asmi, Smaha is in present tense. Asam, Asma in the past tense. Bhuta Kala Rupa.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Rang
रङ्गनाथ
रङ्गनाथ ह्यः भवान् कुत्र आसीत्
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 वाट् इस् द मीनिङ्ग्
रङ्गनाथ
इस् द नेम्
ह्यः इस् हेलो
yesterday
yesterday
yes
right Bhavan kutra asit how were you yesterday
where were you yesterday who will ask how were you yesterday how were you yesterday people ask how are you today unless you are a doctor where the patient in a constant monitor he'll ask how were you feeling in the morning how were you yesterday night and what is happening with you now
Yes, okay, so...
Bhavan is you, okay, Putra is where, Asit is the past tense. See the table, Asit, in the Bhutakala, singular.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right?
Where you, okay. Where were you?
Beginning, so, second line.
Aham Mitrasya Grahe Asam. Asam. Mitrasya, I don't know.
Mitrasya means in, no, Mitram is friend. Mitrasya is in friend.
I was in the, in my friend's house. Home.
Oh. Asam is past tense. Aham Asam, I was there.
Yeah.
I was in my friend's house. Third line.
Tatra kaha. विशेषः आसीत् why were you there?
No. What was special that you went? आसीत् you know.
Yes. And
yes. विशेषः means what is special there? What was special there?
What was special there? Okay. Let me write. Okay, so yeah, tatra kaha visheshaha asit. So what was special there?
Monikaji Sumitra is connected.
Ah, I didn't know. Okay. What shall we do? Shall we go on? Or?
She says she got out. Maybe she's coming.
Okay. So in the meantime, in the friend's house, Mitra, yeah, and that, then I don't know what that Janmadinam.
I know it.
You know it?
I think, yeah, I think he says it was his friend's birthday.
Ah, okay. Wow. And Janmadinam is birthday.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Birthday, I'm going to write.
I think, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe you're not sure. Okay. Do you see there are numbers there? There is something happening because it says a 2, a 3, and a 4, and a 5. With Mitra.
Mm-hmm.
Mitra, yeah, there's a 2, and then the next line there's a 3, and there are 4, and there are 5. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Maybe we have it. No. Some words and meanings are there at the end of the book, but I don't think that they are related to that glossary. I don't know. Below the conversation, there are some numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ah, yes. Yeah, but I don't understand so much. It's not easy, I think, huh?
Yes.
And what I was going to ask you, in your language, when you write, because I saw the other day you turned in some homework and you took some notes in your own language, do you have the same letters as in English, for instance, or you have like two sounds? One
something like Urdu language, similar to like Urdu language.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, hello.
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 Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Some problem with my internet, so I will quickly read it so that you can revise it later, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, what was special there is जन्मदिनम् आसीत् मै फ्रेण्ड्स् बर्थडे ओके
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 हलो
यस्
हलो
यु वर्
केन् हियर् यु
हलो
Cutting off. No, now we can hear you, but there was a moment where it was weird.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, but you sound super robotic and super slow for me.
Your internet is weak, I think.
It's not working. Yes, it's not working so well. Yeah, now we cannot hear anything.
Yes.
She's still here, though. I see her name.
I think there's some problem with her internet.
I would think so, yes.
Okay, okay. So, it was my friend's birthday.
Yes.
My friend's birthday, Akit.
Okay,
I'll just finish it off quickly, okay? Please bear with me because I'm using my mobile.
Okay. I'm sorry, I cannot hear anything.
Your voice is... No,
I cannot understand anything.
Sumitra ji,
we cannot understand you. Maybe we can type it on chat.
Tatra Jayaramaha, Anantaha, Ramakrishnaha, Ityadeha, Asanva. So Asan is plural. Am I audible?
Yes. Now, yes.
Yes, but you are cutting, like I put in the chat, you are cutting off. And she left, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what shall we do? It's
10 minutes.
What?
Yes. Should wait.
Oh, you were saying that I was wondering,
alphabet?
For example, you have a letter for A, or you have, like, you know, in Sanskrit, you have letters for Ma, Cha, Che, Chi, Ma, Me, Mi, I don't know. But in your language, do you have, like, one letter for a sound, or you have for two sounds, one letter?
You mean, no, the vowels in our language is not that much in India. You know, in
Devanagari.
And the consonants? We have 32 letters. Some of them are vowels. We have...
So it's not like in English, right?
Yes. We have A, U, I, E, A. Oh. Only this.
Yes.
Not
and then the consonants, yeah. The consonants are like B or T.
No, not that. We don't have guttural. Like Arabic, no, we don't have like that. But we have, for example, two form of is, for example, is. Because we have imported some Arabic words after invading Arabs, so we have lots of Arabic words in our language, and for example, we have three S sounds. For example, Sima should be written in one letter, and for example, Seda, for example, means an voice. It's another letter for it. Or, for example, Asar means works. Works, you know, there are artistic works. It has another letter. She's saying, yes, she's yes, saying no, we will meet class. Each other last week. Yes, yes, but not like Indian letters that it pronounced from different parts of the mouth. Not
okay.
Like that.
Not like that. Yeah. So it's more similar to the English alphabet in the sense
yes,
of that.
Yes.
Yeah, because yes, in Sanskrit you have two sounds for one letter.
Yeah.
Yes, in Spanish it's the same. We have one sound for one letter. It's not like ma, for instance. We have one letter for m and another for a, not one.
Yes,
for both.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I was wondering that about your language. Anyway, Sima, so I guess we will meet next week, 1 hour later,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can say the finishing chant.
Oh, right. let me see if I have it. Okay, I have it here. Om Sarvesham Svasti Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Om Shanti 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 Shanti.
Okay, bye bye. Have
bye,
a nice time.
You too, and have a nice homework too. We have a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye.